So, Salagram, why did you decide to do some five-minute TV shows?
Because Richard Wicker asked me if I was willing to do it, and I said yes.
Okay. Could you get closer to the mic, please?
Sure.
Okay. Are you a writer or a poet?
Am I a writer or a poet? Not officially, but yes, I do write some things. And yes, I have written some poetry, but nothing's been published.
Nothing's published, okay.
No.
Do you have any of your poems that you got memorized that you want to share with the audience?
No, actually, I never memorize any of my poems. I just seem to write them down and then put them for whatever occasion is needed. Generally, I don't keep them. The only poems I've actually kept are poems to my spiritual master.
Okay. You seem like a very religious person. Do you want to make any comments about your religions or any other religions?
Ultimately, religion means a process by which we can develop our love of God.
Uh-huh.
Automatically, if we develop that love for God, we will also love everyone and everything else in their proper relationship with God. So in that sense, although there's some difference in detail between religions, there's really no difference in religion itself. It's just how religion is presented according to time and circumstance, meaning the level of understanding of the people. So different messengers will come on behalf of God, and they'll preach according to time and circumstance, presenting what people will be able to understand who want to take up the process.
What do you think the Muslims in the world, well, a lot of them in the Middle East, they want to kill all Jewish people? Why does religion seem to cause so much hatred?
It's not that religion causes hatred. It's because we as people don't really understand what religion means. We don't understand who God is and what are his desires. Because ultimately, religion is a process for development of love. And all love is based on love of God. So these different concepts, I'm a Muslim, I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, I'm a Hare Krishna, these are based on the bodily misconception, because actually we have these bodies, but we're not really the body, we're the soul that dwells within.
Uh-huh.
And the only designation for that soul is that we're eternally loving servants of God.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So
therefore, no real religion can really be preaching hatred. All of this hatred, it's bodily based.
Okay, what are some of your favorite movies you saw in the past?
I haven't really watched the movie since 1967, but I did see the movie Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart with that, what is the guy's name? The guy's last name was Wallace?
Yeah, William Wallace. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that was one. And that was a true story?
From my understanding, it's based on a true character, William Wallace, but
right.
Whether the whole story in that show was, you know, true, I don't know. Sometimes you change a couple of facts to fit your movie.
And the whole basis of the movie was sort of like he got all these Scottish tribes together to fight against the repression of the English people?
Yeah, the English king. I can't remember the king's name, but I know he was a particular... what was his name? Anyway, he was a particularly cruel king.
Right. Okay, what are some of your favorite books you ever read in the past?
Actually, I lost my ability to read, to comprehend written material in 1978, so I haven't read anything since that time. But one book that I have been thinking about is George Orwell's Animal Farm.
Oh, Animal Farm, yeah.
Yeah, because, of course, I read it when I was in grade school, but I felt it was an important book because it shows the nature of society.
Right.
Of course, I did get in some opportunity to read some of my spiritual master's books, which actually they explain why society is like how George Orwell was picturing it in his books.
Okay.
And again, that's based on people's lack of God consciousness and thinking that, you know, I'm this body and everything, you know, that I want for this body, I'm going to get. And you know, this is a false ego conception, which causes us to be greedy, selfish,
right,
jealous of others, etc.
Okay, what are some of your favorite songs of that you know?
Oh, God. What songs do I know? I don't really even know any songs. I, I've lived my life as a monk. I really haven't been in touch with any of the songs since the 1960s. But in terms of those popular songs, I can't remember what it was called, but there was a song, I think, called, you know, something like Lean On Me.
Right, right.
You Need a Helping Hand. Like that one. I like that one.
Okay.
Because I felt it was a very important song.
You lead your life like a Buddhist monk, you said?
Well, I'm not a Buddhist monk, but I am a Gaudiya Vaishnav monk.
Do you live in like in a regular house?
I rent in an apartment.
Right.
And I do my spiritual practices there. I'm currently not living in the Hare Krishna monasteries because there's been a lot of change. Mm. And, you know, following strictly according to the teachings of my spiritual master, these deviations aren't very much appreciated, and it's a little depressing to see what's happened to the monasteries.
Okay. All right, here's a question that you must have. Everybody's got a favorite late-night snack. What's your favorite late-night snack?
Oh, God, what's my favorite late-night
snack?
Is it
potato chips? Peanuts?
No, actually, the only thing I really do late-night is I might suck on a piece of candy.
Really?
Yeah.
You suck on it, but you won't eat it.
You mean, actually, you know, it's funny. I had not had ice cream in years, and I did get some ice cream, so I did have that late.
You don't even have ice cream during the summer to cool off?
No, because I just put on weight. All I have to do is look at it.
Really?
But I did indulge. I got a thing of ice cream, and I did have some late at night. It was great.
Okay. Who would you want in a foxhole with you? If there was like a, you know, a war. Like
my
who?
Spiritual master.
And that's just
that's
God.
Abhayacharya Naravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I'd want him to be right there with me.
Wow, he's got a real short name.
Yeah, he does. Well, we call him Srila Prabhupada. I think that's the shortest it gets. Mm-hmm. But he does have quite a bit. Love a name, but some of those are titles.
Okay, what are some of your favorite sayings? You got any favorite sayings?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The reason that's a favorite saying is that's actually the Lord's name. It's a prayer that says, "My dear Lord, O energy of the Lord, please allow me to love you and serve you." And the idea is that actually by chanting these three names of God, Hare, Krishna, and Rama,
right,
if one actually chants them with sincerity, they actually purify the heart.
Really?
And one can actually develop pure love of God simply by chanting these three names.
Well, that's cool. You got any other sayings?
Any other sayings? Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not really one for sayings, but you know, there are so many amazing sayings that that people have quoted somehow or another with different, inspiration from God. Even sometimes children say amazing sayings. But I think the most potent sayings are the ones that actually come from God himself. There's a scripture called Bhagavad Gita, which actually means song of God. This was spoken on a battlefield over 5,000 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, where God himself is actually directly speaking. One saying, for instance, is the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the summer and winter seasons. They arise from sense perception, and one must learn to tolerate without being disturbed. That's one of so many sayings. The idea being that in this world that we live, there's going to be so many instances of things that bring us happiness and so many instances of things that bring us distress. No one's looking for distress. We're all looking for happiness, but both of them come.
I hate to tell you this, Sal Graham, but we ran out of time. I had so many more questions for you, but there's always the time problem in life, it seems like.
That's right.
So I'd like to thank you for the interview, Sal Graham, and good luck in your future 5-minute TV shows.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
All right, you're welcome.